Hello, my friends. Free humanity struck a great blow against the forces of world government and tyranny 2 weeks ago when people inside the University of East Anglia in England, the chief United Nations climate research facility, leaked thousands of emails, hundreds of documents, the computer programs used for weather models, and exposed that the internal scientists knew that the Earth was actually cooling, that they had to hide the decline and also persecute other scientists and peer-reviewed journals and studies that were conflicting with their fraudulent views. In the emails, we've now learned that they're talking to Dutch Royal Shell, British Petroleum, Siemens, and other Fortune 100 companies about creating the global carbon tax as a system to fund world government. There have been giant new developments I'm going to cover in a moment. But I want to point out that Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, in an editorial for the New York Times 3 weeks ago, stated that world government is being formed in Copenhagen, Denmark, during this two-week summit in December of 2009, and that the global carbon tax regime would form the heart of world government as the taxation and regulatory system for this. And so I think it's important today in this update to go over exactly what is in the treaty, and also a communique leaked yesterday, December 8th, and was first published in the London Guardian titled Copenhagen Climate Summit in Disarray After Danish Text Leak. Developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreement that would hand more power to rich nations, sideline the UN's negotiating role, and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. I also want to go over the treaty itself, the Framework Convention on Climate Change, all 200 pages here. When you listen to the new head of the European Union, he openly states that world government is being established. When you listen to Al Gore, he speaks of global governance built around the Copenhagen Treaty. When you listen to Ban Ki-moon, he states the same thing. There's no more any room for denial. World government has arrived. World government is here. It is unelected. It is tyrannical. And it wishes to control the planet through an iron grip on resources. But here is the big development. Remember that the private IMF and World Bank, holding companies for the private central banks of the planet, have been caught in Nigeria and Brazil, Argentina, you name it, Asia, Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, Eastern Europe, Russia, engineering crises, destroying economies so they can vertically integrate them and criminally consolidate them. In 2002, Greg Palast of the BBC was given several thousand pages of leaked documents. Simultaneously, Nobel Prize winner for economics, Joseph Stiglitz, went public saying that the IMF and World Bank were engineering financial collapse and the destruction of industrialized society so they could consolidate control. Now, in the last year or so, the United Nations and the private financial backers that control it, because the United Nations General Assembly is just a debating society, the United Nations Security Council actually holds all the power, and they admit that, told the third world, oh, you're going to get back at America and Europe and Japan that have been looting you, as if the people of those countries had done it and not the banking and oligarch elites that are based in them. You're going to get back at them. They're going to have to pay massive taxes on food, on energy, on travel, on financial transactions to you to help you to get the General Assembly and the members of the General Assembly to go to this Copenhagen event and to sign on to this. Now, in my film, Fall of the Republic, we detail from previous documents from the UN and from the IMF and World Bank, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of London, and others, the Bank of England based in London, that private central banks were simply setting up their own private global government, and that the populations of the world, both developing and developed, would have to pay taxes in a form of new derivatives that actually Enron head Ken Lay came up with Al Gore in the mid-1990s. That this was a system of total hegemonic financial rule by this establishment. But on December 8th, 2009, during the second day of this global government founding event that the UN itself is calling the greatest moment for world government, the most important meeting in world history, the media is calling that because it is. This is the establishment of this tyrannical world system. When you read the latest leaked communique that is an addendum to the treaty itself, which openly establishes hundreds of new taxes, 700 new bureaucracies, 700 plus, you learn in this draft copy that was not for public distribution, and I'm reading from the London Guardian, Copenhagen climate summit in disarray after Danish text link. Developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreement that would hand more power to rich nations, sideline the UN's negotiating role, and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. Reading from The Guardian, and they have a link to the text of the secret document. The document is also being interpreted by developing countries as setting unequal limits on per capita carbon emissions for developed and developing countries. That's what the eugenicists have always planned. That is what they have always stated, that this is really a way to freeze development in the third and developing world so that these countries can be vassals of the larger global private corporate imperium. And it continues, meaning that people in rich countries would be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under the proposals. And it goes further and states that the UN is just a front company and will have no power. See, the third world thinks they control the UN because they're in the General Assembly. And that the IMF, World Bank, and other private corporations will actually control the global system and issue the credits. Force developing countries to agree to specific emission cuts and measures that were not part of the original UN agreement. So it is a classic bait and switch. That is from the London Guardian today. You can link through by clicking. We also have this up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and read the secret treaty for yourself. But when you read the official Framework Convention on Climate Change, when you read the nearly 200 pages, it states a 2% tax on all nations of the planet. And once nations have signed on, they cannot remove themselves voluntarily. They have to have a unanimous vote by the other members to allow them to leave. So it's like a Roach Motel. The slaves go in, the slaves don't get out. And it states a 2% tax on the complete GDP of every nation, a 2 to 10% tax on all fuel, gasoline, diesel, natural gas, when most families are already on the edge of bankruptcy because of what the central banks have done with the derivatives bubble that broke in the fall of 2008. They state that a global regulatory body will control all transportation, starting with massive global taxes on all international and national air travel, and a surveillance tracking grid. Tracking systems by license plate reader and RFID in the cars to track cars by the mile and to tax you. Part of it to be shared with the local governments, national governments, and the private international government. So all of this is happening. All of this is in the legislation. And remember, this treaty until a month ago was secret. They wouldn't issue it to the public, but it was leaked, and they confirmed this is their treaty. A new version of the treaty came out, and it's even worse. I discussed that yesterday on the radio for a full hour with Lord Christopher Monckton, who's been one of the main people exposing this in the last 20 years. Then you continue looking at it. In line with this, the British government, the German government, the U.S. government are now this week declaring CO2, one of many greenhouse gases that plants live off of, and then they exhale oxygen that humans and animals live off of, breathe. EPA rules CO2 is harmful, though CO2 has been as high as 20 times the level it currently is in previous history on Earth. Plants live longer, grow faster, need less water to survive in a higher CO2 environment. And all human activity, even according to the UN's own cooked numbers, based on fraudulent climate data that documents have now been released in the last 7 days, where the UN orchestrated this with all the scientists. I mean, this is amazing. That even with their cooked numbers, they admit that humans are a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of all the CO2 on the planet. And, of course, humans also exhale CO2. There's another excellent headline out of the London Telegraph today. ClimateGate, Barack Obama's rule by EPA decree is a coup d'etat against Congress made in Britain. And it doesn't matter if the U.S. Senate and the House say they're not going to ratify this. Obama is saying he's going to sign it, and Obama is saying that he's going to order the bureaucracy to implement this. This is no idle threat. Barack H. Obama is following in the footsteps of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't get the California legislature to ban television sets above 40 inches, claiming they were energy hogs, and tax all other television sets. So he just ordered the California Energy Department 1 month ago to implement by fiat extra legislative, extra judicial decree that this would be done. So this is the dictatorial mode being used to implement this. In closing, make no mistake, when the United Nations says this is the most important meeting they've ever had, when YouTube and Google have full-page ads on their front pages saying the future destiny of man is being charted, they're not lying. Open world government, dictatorial, authoritative, tyrannical world government is being formed right now, where the planet's elite will dictate all human activity and all manufacturing activity and all transportation activity on the planet. This is being done right now against you and your family by the very same central banks that have engineered the global collapse. Even McClatchy newspapers done reports about how Goldman Sachs was planning the housing bubble, telling people to bet on it when they were betting against it so they could destroy their competition. This is about the parasites of our economy, the parasites of the world, setting up a private corporate government for themselves. ClimateGate and the emails proving that they know it's a fraud and only a political tool to hijack the world's resources and control it for their own aim is only the literal tip of the iceberg. The phony environmentalists at the top know this has nothing to do with the environment. It has to do with a massive power grab to control the future destiny of civilization and society, and most importantly, to freeze the third world, their economic development. Just in the United States in the last 5 years, more than a third of our agricultural base has been used to produce ethanol. This has triggered, admittedly, a doubling in world food prices in the last 3 years and riots, food riots, as people starve to death across the world. This is eugenics. This is genocide. The global elite believe humans are parasites, and they are carrying out a program of genocide against free humanity. Please tell everyone you know that this is a distraction from real environmental crises like cross-species genetic engineering and toxic waste dumping and overfishing of the oceans, real issues that aren't being addressed. This is a global authority taking control of the life-giving gas carbon dioxide and listing it as a toxic pollutant so they have the power to tax and destroy and consolidate the world economy. I want to, in closing, read you a quote from Maurice Strong that he gave in Rio de Janeiro to the first Earth Summit in 1992. He said, "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about?" There are literally hundreds of other quotes by these men and women, these Malthusians, these eugenicists, these Hitlerian supporters of population reduction. Paul Ehrlich, one of the chief advisors of George Bush Sr., who co-wrote the book with Holdren, John P. Holdren, Eco-Science, calling for sterilizing the population, setting up a planetary regime to carry this out. He said, a massive campaign must be launched to de-develop the United States. De-development means bringing our economic system into line with the realities of the ecology of the world resource situation. My friends, you better learn about eugenics. You better understand the mindset of the controllers and how they want a global monopoly. Capitalism has been seized by robber barons that want a world monopoly, and they are funding the radical eugenics cult that masquerades as environmentalist. We must defeat Copenhagen. We must come together against this tyranny. We must stand together and speak out and warn everyone. And we must demand that even though Obama is set to sign this treaty, that it not be ratified in the U.S. Senate. We must then block the states from complying with the federal bureaucracy, who will do an end run around the legislative process to implement this system. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar, the fight for all of our lives, the fight for all of our futures, and the future destiny of free humanity.